All right. Really hope that you kind of agree with me on this one, because I think it's defining. It's like one of those like situational things. Like, you know how sometimes you say like give 110%. I'm like, no, you can only give 100%, that type of thing.
So we can agree to disagree.
Sure. I need you to think about this one for a little bit. Okay. So bowling. Mm-hmm. Okay. 300 perfect score. Yes. Follow me so far? Yeah. So let's say the person on the first bowl doesn't get a strike, and then every other bowl is a strike. Can this person say they were close to getting a perfect game, or is it actually the furthest thing from a perfect game? Yeah, exactly.
I think they're, I want to say they're close to a perfect game. Because if a perfect game is 300 and it exists, and the goal would be to get as close as you can, I think, where is that like barometer? Like, what is close? And I think that it could be close.
See, I would argue that they are the furthest thing from a perfect game. The furthest thing. Because once you don't get that first strike, it doesn't matter what else you do in that game. They're not going to get a 300.
But that's not why we do things. If we give up the second we get something wrong, then we're never going to keep trying and attempt to improve ourselves.
That's not the argument.
You don't bowl a strike that first, then, well, you might as well just, like, roll them down the gutter the rest of the game and not try. Then you let down yourself, your team, and there's a ripple. So I think that with, like, that thought process that you have no chance to be close to a perfect game if it's not perfect.
I think I'm stating the after effect. Like, when you're talking with your friends, I was really close to a perfect game, or I was the furthest thing from a perfect game because I didn't get a strike on the first thing.
No, I think that's too all or nothing. Because I think close is, like, it's relative, right? But what you think is close and what I think is close, right? Like, I could think that I played a really great game, and you could be watching the same game, and you could be like, it was okay. So I think what you perceive for yourself to be, like, can exist. So, yes, it can exist as a perfect or close to a perfect game.
What would you say? I would say I'm the furthest away from a perfect game. I wasn't close. What would you say?
I wouldn't be bowling.
No, I'm not asking that. I'm asking, what would you say? Talking to your friends after, will you say I was really close, or I had a really good game and I bowled a 2 whatever?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't bring up perfection unless I hit it. So, no, I would not. I personally would not say I was close to personally. But I think that you would not be wrong if it was your choice to say that.
Okay. Are you ready to start the podcast? Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Beyond the Bell. This is a little bit different of a format. We are going to do a video / podcast, I guess. Mm-hmm. We're going to do this for our back to school night videos. So this is something a little bit different. I hope you've joined us before. If not, my name is Ryan Pina. I'm the principal at Olson Middle School.
And I am Stacey Arts, the principal of Tabernacle Elementary School and supervisor of special services.
So typically what we do is we have a podcast where we kind of interview some staff, learn a little bit more about them, try to bring a sense of community in and out of the school. Today, what we're doing is we are going to have an introduction video to our back to school nights, which is way different than what we've ever done. What do you think our mindset about that was? Like, why are we doing it this way?
I think that we're doing it because I think feedback over time has been that parents want to spend more time in their classroom. We want to be respectful of everybody's schedules. Fall is a really busy time of year. So I think we wanted to take an opportunity to try something different. Mm-hmm. And hopefully it is received well.
Yeah.
It's
definitely
back to the all-purpose room.
But I think what is unique about us is I know that we like to try things a little bit different. I mean, obviously, I don't predict that we were going to ever have a podcast.
I'm willing to kind of step out on this ledge and see where it takes us. That being said, we really have to probably should get to the point of the video. But we wanted to say that this is for the district, but for both schools, and we'll kind of do a little differently in how we go through the rest of the video. Mm-hmm. So that being said, Mr. Bannon, can you kick us off here on the Back to School Night video?
Absolutely. So welcome, parents. Hopefully you enjoy this different way of doing things with the Beyond the Bell podcast / video. You'll have the opportunity, I guess, they can listen to it or view it. So like I said, trying something a little bit different, but hopefully you really enjoy this experience. And again, the idea really was to eliminate that time spent in the all-purpose room and really try to give you back more time of the night to really focus on what you want to hear most from, which is your children's teachers and like what the learning experience will be this year. And just make sure you can put names, you know, faces to those names your kids are talking about and really learn about the exciting things they'll be doing throughout the year in the classroom. So hopefully you enjoy that experience when you're in your children's classrooms throughout the back to school day experiences.
We're also joined by Miss Angelina. And can you fill us in on, traditionally, obviously, we're in the APR right. for the presentations, but we'll be sending that out. Can you talk a little bit Correct. More about why we're doing that?
Sure. We will be sending out the back to school night presentations through Parent Square. So all parents will receive all the important information, all the detailed information regarding district policies, district procedures, any kind of important resources that we have to offer.
Yeah, that'd be nice to allow the parents to kind of view it on their own. Mm-hmm. We see a lot of the parents in the presentations, and I do, I know when I'm in professional development and things like that, we're like taking pictures with our phone, but now you'll have it at your own time. And you can kind of search through anything that you might want to know more about or just to go through the whole presentation. At each individual school's back to school night, Miss Arts, we have parent organizations mm-hmm. Setting up some tables. Can you explain that and what that process looks like for each back to school night?
Yep. So at our traditional back to school night presentation, we would have our community partners come in and they would be able to speak a little bit about what they do. And how you can participate in their organizations. Since we are not having that opportunity this year, we wanted to make sure we highlighted who was going to be there and make sure that our parents knew how you could access them. So there will be tables set up for our community partners as you come into both buildings on their back to school nights. You will be able to visit the Tabernacle HSA, Ed Foundation of Tabernacle Township, YMCA, NutriServe. You can get a little bit more information from them. We'll also have a few fundraisers going. So student council will be selling coffee, which was a great idea.
Yep.
And then you'll also be able to purchase t-shirts from the eighth grade class. Yeah. And fourth grade camp also has a fundraiser that will be running. So please take a moment while you're visiting your students' classrooms, you know, in between, before, and check out those tables with our community partners. And we really... ask that you consider joining some of those organizations. Our schools really would not be able to run without our community partners. So you signing up, joining, participating in our HSA or attending an Ed Foundation meeting is really important to keep that moving forward.
Yeah, I know that. Well, first of all, I really do like the idea of the coffee during the night. I think the parents might appreciate that. So I hope that you kind of help out our student council in that way. Mr. Bannon, can you maybe just touch on a little bit about what those organizations allow the district to do? Obviously, they're looking for people to join, but also like when obviously you're involved in those organizations, mm-hmm. what do they help us with throughout the school year?
Sure. So both the HSA and the Ed Foundation are really integral to enabling a lot of the programs we have offered. The HSA actually does education grants that our teachers actually apply for. So it helps them get things that are outside of our budget. They also at times will bring in assemblies or speakers. Similarly, the Ed Foundation does the same type of thing. Through their events and fundraisers, they've been able to bring in speakers. They're able to fund certain classes. The Escape Room is one of the programs that really we're able to have done every year from them. And it really, both those organizations really just need the support of people. So I know that it's one of those things that, you know, you always look at like, how much time can I give this something? But even if you can't come and support every event, going to their events, or becoming a member is a really big step for them. Because obviously, you know, it brings in some money and any time that people can give really does help. They do things even from our field day shirts in the past. We're finding ways to assist on those activities. And also for classroom parents, it's one of the things that people don't realize is that when we have the parties from our elementary school grades, you can't really be a classroom parent unless you're a member of the HSA as well.
So please stop by those tables throughout the night as well. You'll be able to obviously touch in with your students' teachers, whether it's their homeroom teachers for TES and fourth and fifth grade over at OMS, or following your students' schedule for sixth, seventh, and eighth grade. During those presentations, whether they're the short 7 minutes ones for sixth through eighth grade or the half hour ones, right, for TES, really it's that teacher's time to kind of give you a broad overview of what is happening for the entire school year. Please, you know, allow them to kind of give you everything that they might need, ask some questions. Obviously you want to know what's going on in your student's classroom for that particular year, but a reminder that they really have a short amount of time to kind of fill you in on everything. So I know they do a great job of, the staff does a great job of putting together those presentations, and I think they have them down probably to a science for that certain amount of time. So I think that's what you'll see mostly for that back to school night, unless you're, you know, obviously visiting the tables. Mr. Bannon, we have really just one more question. I know you have a SWOT analysis meeting coming up. Did I get that right?
Yeah. So okay. We're doing a strategic planning is really the way to look at it. And SWOT is the way that we're handling that. So for a number of years, the board has talked about how do we handle strategic planning, right? Something that recognize is important to do, but it's usually looked at a five-year cycle, and that's really hard, especially looking at the past number of years. You're talking about state aid cuts. You're talking about COVID. You're all these things that are the unknowns. And on top of that, quite often, when you do strategic planning, you're hiring an outside agency. And that's usually a very expensive thing to do. So we're doing something a little bit different. We're going to look at, instead of the five-year cycle, an 18-month cycle, really looking at trying to do what goals we can achieve over every 6 months of that 18 months.
Okay.
But really the big thing is pulling people in. So we do have a flyer you may have seen her to go out. We're looking for people to RSVP so we can better understand how to set up groups and so on for that evening. But obviously if someone shows up, we're not going to turn them away.
Right.
But really you mentioned the SWOT. So what that stands for is strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And that's an analysis to look at the different things that are impacting the district as a whole. And then that'll help us to really develop from there the goals from a district perspective as well as from a board perspective over the 18-month cycle.
Okay.
So hopefully people can join us. And again, like I said, it doesn't mean parents, community members, anybody. More people that can come, we know the school really does serve as a hub for a lot of people.
And we can include that in the back-to-school night presentation?
Yeah.
The RSVP form?
Absolutely.
All right. So our next segment is actually going to be with our students. Mr. Bannon and Ms. Angelino, thank you for joining us for this segment. And we'll see you in the next part of the podcast.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
All right. Welcome to our second segment of the video podcast. We're going to have a segment with some student council members. And what they did was they have some questions for us. And the questions are random?
Random. I mean, we're not prepared for them.
Okay.
And we have an idea. We've looked for some of them, but I think a mix of really important questions, some bigger questions, some fun questions. I think kind of turning the script on us a little bit. Okay. That's what we generally do.
Okay, fair enough. All right, so we have student council who are behind the scenes. They're going to introduce themselves right now, and then we'll get to the questions after everybody introduces themselves.
I'm Timmy, and I'm president.
I'm Blake, and I'm recording secretary.
I'm Jules, and I'm corresponding secretary.
I'm Nina, and I'm the treasurer.
I'm Lucy, and I'm VP.
I'm Elena, and I'm vice president.
I'm Scarlett, and I'm historian.
I'm Mia, and I'm second VP.
All right, so Mia's going to have our first question. What do you got?
Okay, so this is for both of you. Why are our school colors yellow and blue?
Did you just come up with that one? That's a good one, Mia.
I have no idea.
I don't know. I feel like we need to look it up and have to include it.
Yeah, I don't have an answer for you, to be honest with you. I can look it up. That's just the, ever since the school was here, I'm guessing it was those colors?
Yeah, I think it's a great question, though. And I do love school colors, right? Everybody should be today.
Oh, all right. Next, what do we got?
I'm Scarlett, and my question is, how are skills like leadership, creativity, and critical thinking incorporated into classes?
You or me first? All right, so I think leadership is really kind of every lesson that you get. I think that you can probably learn some type of leadership skill in math or science, something that might bring you together. But we also have some interesting wins here as well. So we have Tiger Core, which is our character education win. And we also have our Tiger Check, which is an ability to kind of have some own personal skills or self-ownership skills. So here at OMS, those are two big ways.
Yeah, and I think that we have groups that we work with throughout both schools. So student council, for example, or our peer leaders. I think we have the bus captain program at TES. So I think we look for opportunities to enhance those skills. And I think we also focus on them in morning meetings, or we weave them throughout the day in different classes, and also working together. I know some here, especially, I think there's some classes that are working together, maybe on different topics or projects, and I think that helps too.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Elena, and I'm wondering how you feel that the students believe their brains need a break with recess.
Ooh. Yeah, so recess is, I think, an important thing. We have, obviously, recess from, is it preschool through fifth? Unfortunately, the sixth, seventh, and eighth graders don't get that recess. Would I love to have it part of recess? Yes, but what they do get is last year we started implementing some things during lunch, hopefully half that lunch period we get to go outside. The weather is great to kind of have a recess type of feel to it.
Yeah, I think recess is important. I mean, it's a long day sitting in class, especially for TES students, so I think it's a great time for them to get out. And we also, back to Scarlett's question, I think that's a great opportunity to work on some of those character traits or skills too, right? We're working together with our peers, we're taking turns, sharing. So there's a lot of good besides just the like activity of recess, but also developing skills that I think we encourage.
Yeah. Thank you.
My name is Lucy, and what are students served on for lunch on a daily basis?
Oh, this is definitely a Ms. Arts question, for sure.
I had a slice of pizza today. I think it was Big Daddy's pizza today. I think they have a main or the entree. There's always vegetables and fruit. There are very specific guidelines that are set by the state that we have to follow. So all of that is offered and provided to our students every day. But we have really amazing lunches, pizza dippers being on the top of the list. And I think we have amazing staff in the cafeteria. NutriServe provides our lunches, and they're all wonderful too.
All right, thank you. I'm Nina, and my question is, why do you think TES and OMS are special compared to other schools all around the country?
Maybe it's not different than every other school in the country, but I think one of the things that I like most about Tabernacle is it's such a small community. And I think that benefits us a lot with what we do and how we interact with each other, because you could go to a school where maybe you don't get to meet all the teachers, maybe you don't even really get to meet all the students in your class, but here you grow up with them, right? You have that familiarity with them from K through eighth grade. I think that's really important.
Yeah, I mean, I think that would be the top, right? The community. I think being able to be here, I mean, there's some of you that are sitting here right now that I've known since preschool. And I think that is a great opportunity for us. I think we have amazing staff here too. So I think together, that's what makes us special.
Thank you.
I'm Jules, and my question is, do you prefer Dunkin' or Starbucks?
Neither.
Yeah.
Dunkin'. Really, because I think they're most convenient, right? They're everywhere. We have Starbucks everywhere. to me, like, Starbucks is like a treat, right? I can drink Dunkin' every day, four times a day. And so I think Dunkin' would be my choice.
I want to go neither. I don't drink coffee, so I wouldn't go to any of those spots for, I guess, a drink or a morning drink.
And I think the Dunkin' food is better, too. I would definitely take, like, a donut over the, like, Starbucks. I honestly don't.
What
else? I don't even know. I don't know that I actually have ever been
right.
Well, like, if you had to pick a drink, like, what would it be?
Well, if I had to pick a drink?
Like, your favorite drink.
I'd probably go with, like, a simple, like, I don't drink coffee, like, hot chocolate. Can you get hot chocolate there?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's what I would go with. Too. No, I'll pass on that.
Yeah. All right, thank you. Hi, my name's Blake, and my question is, what is one way you guys would like to make both schools a better place for everyone?
One way to make the schools better for everyone? I don't know. One way.
Or more than one.
One way that I think we are always trying to make things better is provide more opportunities for different events, activities, lessons. I think that the more choice we have, the better. And I think that's both for students and staff. So I think we're always trying to see what more we can provide.
I think there's one way. If there was just more time in the day to get to know each other, I think that would be my answer. So whether it is us getting to know you as students, or students getting to know each other, or us trying to get to the community. I think if we had more time to do that, I think that would solve some of our other areas of concern that we might have.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Timmy, and this is a Timmy question. Mangoes or mustard?
I have no idea what that means. Well, explain.
Which one do you prefer?
Mustard, I guess.
Definitely mustard. No fruit.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll end there. Thank you, Student Council, for your questions. We appreciate your time, and we'll see you for our closing segment to let you know how the night will go for your back to school night. All right. Thank you.
So we will conclude with the last segment of the podcast, or the video podcast, and we are going to talk about the individual back-to-school nights at TES and OMS. So, Ms. Arts, you want to start with the TES schedule?
So TES back-to-school night is September 24th. Doors will open at 6:30. We will have two sessions, the first at 6:35 and the second at 7:10. You can attend either of those sessions. Or if you have more than one child, you can attend the first and then the second for each of them. We are also asking that you stop at the community partner tables. They will be at TES outside the front doors as you're coming in. So as you enter the building or leave the building, please check out all of those important community partners.
I'll start with that as well. OMS is going to have the same thing. So please make sure you stop by those tables, as we were talking about before. OMS back to school night is the 30th. Couple different things for our back to school night. One, sixth through eighth grade students, you're just going to report to your child's homeroom, and then they will have a schedule for you to follow. So it'll go from periods 1 through 11. Very simple. You'll just go through the hallways following your child's schedule. Fourth grade, we're going to have two sessions that you could go to. One session is at 6:35 to 7:05, and then 7:07 to 7:37. And then fifth grade, we'll have two opportunities for you to follow your student's main schedule because we had departmentalized. So ELA, social studies, science, and then math, we'll have two cycles so that you can hit either one of those throughout the night. And then you would just have to report to your child's homeroom to kind of get your schedule and how that flows. So if you have any questions, we'll actually be at both back to school nights. So please stop us in the hallway. We can direct you or just guide you through the schedule. That being said, thank you for allowing us to shoot out a video. I hope that you Got a nice experience with the students, and we hope to see you at the back to school nights.
Yeah, we appreciate all of your support.
Thank you.